got an opinion? Fax it to Rick at 503-227-3938. This is Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Fax anything anymore? Just turn back the hands of time. Telegram. Getting a fax is like getting an email from 1991. All right, it's 503-250-1080 and more than a 1-800-727-5955. It's the Rick Emerson Show. Yeah, you can get the people. This Rick, what the hell are you playing?
It sounds
awful. Those effing younger Britney Spears sounds that you're playing are terrible. All right, it's 503-250-1080 and more than a 1-800-727-5955.
Coming up here in a short while,
we've got Jolie from the front desk. What have chicks think? The question is actually from a woman.
It's from a woman
who was fighting with her husband. They made up. He gave her flowers. Her question is, what do you give a guy that's the equivalent of flowers? I have many thoughts on this that we'll get to later.
Rick, I can't decide.
Jolie?
Wing.
Jolie?
Wing. Jolie?
Wing. Jolie?
Wing.
Which one is worse?
Jolie? Wing.
Jolie? Wing. I don't know. It's Larry.
You know, if we could find a full-length version of a Wing song, we could use that as Jolie's theme. Two great tastes that taste great together.
Yeah, maybe they'd cancel each other out and they'd just be pleased in the silence. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. So Jolie from the front desk coming here. Later on this hour, top five relationship phrases no one ever needs to hear again. In honor of Valentine's Day tomorrow, top five relationship phrases no one ever needs to hear again. That's all coming up. It's Tim Riley. He's in the KOTK newsroom.
And now, it's not just news. It's news with Tim Riley. Live from the newsroom of Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
A man who thought he was locked in a cabin tried to shoot the lock off the door. The shotgun blast went through the door and hit a man walking onto the porch. Macon County Sheriff's Office said it happened on Harstead Island. The wounded man, 45-year-old Gary F. Foote, was treated at Harborview Medical Center in Seattle. Deputies arrested 56-year-old Roger Horine for investigation of assault. They believed he was drinking. Dean Kamen hoped to change the world by inventing his futuristic upright coaster. Should say a scooter, the Segway. His quest is more pedestrian, keeping the company afloat as he tries to sell it. Segway, the Manchester, New Hampshire company formed by Mr. Kamen to make the market for the $4,000 scooter, has been beset by poor sales and management turnover. Mr. Kamen recently raised $31 million in fresh money to supplement the $100 million initially raised.
$100 million for a goddamn scooter.
Yep. Well, as another cash-raising step, Segway mortgaged its Medford, New Hampshire factory, which was completed in 2002, to produce up to 40,000 Segways a month. Still, nobody's buying these.
No, they're really not, because they cost like 10 grand, right? 10 grand top speed at 12 miles. You can walk faster than that. That's what we need, another thing for fat-ass Americans to be lazy with so they can have an ever-expanding ass line.
Next news, when it happens, I'm Tim Ryan.
All right, 503-250-1080 in Portland, 1-800-727-5955. Let's roll it. It's another exciting edition of How Chicks Think with Jolie from the front desk.
Whatever makes me happy, sets you free.
Jolie, how are you?
I'm going to have a little present for you here.
Okay. Is it another vacation that you're taking somewhere? Or?
No, I have a special someone I brought with me.
Okay, so we introduce Tony here. All right. What? But did he?
Okay.
Is it not supposed to? Am I not supposed to say his name?
Oh, no, you're not.
It's that's not. Fine. It's not Tony from Promotions.
Well, we want everyone to know because this is where I get my record contract.
Okay, so this is.
This is your Valentine's Day to me. I mean, wait. No, from me.
What are you doing, Joe?
Hold on. Okay.
All right. Can we have silence?
Happy Valentine's Day, Mr. Emerson. Rick, oh, Rick, I think you're cute. Will you come over and leave? Oh. Let me start over, sorry. I can't read her handwriting.
Jolie, why are you doing this to me? Okay, I'll
don't
let you
talk. Turn your microphone off.
Take a moment and just compose yourself.
I got it.
No, he's going down.
I got it. Rick, oh, Rick, I think you're cute. Will you come over so I can play your flute? Valentine's Day is coming near. That's why I'm here. But I'm just the stinger. I'm not your queer. Bring me flowers and candy. I will make you feel dandy. I've loved you from afar. So say yes, I'll make you a star. She wrote that, by the way. I had nothing to do with the writing.
Please now.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you.
Go away.
Thanks, Tony. You were great. And while you think about that, just hold on one sec.
What? Okay, Joel has just left.
All right, now is our time. Now is our time to change the locks. Now is our chance to weld the door shut.
Jesus.
Oh, she's bringing us Valentine's.
The hell was that, man? Yeah, okay. Yeah, thanks, Tony. I appreciate it. That's what I really...
Well, thank you. That was a nice gesture.
Bug me.
All right.
That's not a good...
All right. Let's
say. Happy Valentine's Day. I made you all cards.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate that.
I didn't buy them. I made them.
Okay. All right. So, do you have the... We got an email. In fact, let me read the question. This is actually from a woman. And the email reads thusly.
My husband...
Several years and I recently had a big fight. We made up, and when I came home, there was a bouquet of flowers waiting for me. I'd like to do something equally nice for him to show that I'm over the fight, especially with Valentine's Day coming up. My question is, what's the male equivalent of getting flowers?
Matt?
No!
Yeah, hum job.
That is so not.
Let's see what the email says.
Well, what about me?
You're not a... Okay, what about...
Can I say the answer, the best answer that I have?
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
It's obviously a case of beer because there's 12.
Well,
okay, and so you go...
Well, okay, that's fair enough.
If you're going to be cheap with the flowers, you know, then you give them the cheap, like, hams or
what? Cheap with the flowers? What if the last time you were asked flowers?
There's, like, flowers from the corner that are all brown and stuff. But then there's, like, nice flowers that you buy from the store. And so then you would give him, like, you go to Costco and get this nice 12-pack of a variety of microbrews.
Presumably he's not getting flowers that are wrapped in the little plastic thing at 7-Eleven. I mean, ostensibly these are decent flowers. So I get the 6-pack, the half rack of microbrew, I could get with that. Matt, yeah. I think that's an acceptable...
I mean, we'd give him a BJ.
Yeah, we'd rather have the hum job.
No, because that's what the 69 is for.
But
you know,
okay.
Oh, I can't say that?
No. Jesus God. In the name of God, you can't say
it's
that.
It's a freaking number, Rick.
Yeah, but you can't.
Yeah, you're a little over paranoid.
I'm not over paranoid. You just can't. I don't think you can say that. Is that...
Of course you can.
Who can... Okay. Can you say that on the air?
Okay, how about if I say if you go down?
What? No.
You can't say that. No.
All
right, then.
Stop. Nah, okay, just quiet.
All right, so the BJ is it's the same. You know, for the girl, you do the same.
Okay, I want you to take a moment.
Don't say anything.
For just a minute. Jesus.
Right. How about I gotta
don't say
anything.
Just
be quiet for a minute while I just compose the show. All right, we're going to read a couple of these emails we've got here. Just so you know that it's not just me and Matt. Okay,
subject line.
Flower alternative for men. This is the thing. Sloppy hum job on the couch while watching TV. Cheers, Marty from Canada. How about this one? This is from, his name is Sumas. Flowers for men,
BJ.
We're simple creatures.
Here's
another one. Flowers equal, Rick. I can't believe a woman would even ask this question.
She must be in denial.
Anyway, we give flowers, you give us a Hummer. In fact, if you want us to do dishes or vacuum or clean the toilet, Hummer will make that happen. Thank you, Rick. Flowers in, thanks, Rick. Kevin in the coop. So there you go.
Really? So you could do that for anything?
Well, yeah, I mean, pretty much for anything you want.
Huh.
Okay, pretty much for anything you need done.
All right, so...
Here, I beg of you. Just choose your vocabulary a little more carefully.
Oh, I know, I'm sorry.
All right, yeah, okay.
Okay.
So, you can't...
I'll be good.
I'm just saying, but you asked the... This is another example of women asking the question and then rejecting the answer when it's not what you want to hear.
But that obviously is not an equal equivalent. I mean, it's not an equivalent.
It's not a flower.
It's not equivalent to you because you don't have a penis.
No, it's basically just what you... It's the gift you want, when you want it, where you want it, how you want it, whenever, for anything. It'll make... So basically you're saying if we give you that, then you will do anything for us. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying
when you don't know what to give that.
Oh. How do you give it? Like, do you... give him a coupon, or...
Presumably that's something you know.
No, have you given him a coupon and a card, or do you just say,
okay, a coupon, because it's not a word. You give things in coupons, perhaps, because that's a word that exists.
Is it grocery or groceries?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't think men want... I think the idea of giving coupons for the hum job, I think that's a little... I don't know. I think it's a little too girly for men.
I think
you should just sort of spring it on him, you know?
Spring it. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Matt, are you with me? Matt, you're the only other guy. Are you with me? That you just... You know, men don't want a coupon for that. You just spring it on him.
He's watching ESPN.
There you go. He won't know, Rick. He will not. If he's watching his sport,
he won't know.
I'm experiencing a strange sensation, but I don't know what it is. I can't quite pin it down.
I didn't say that. I was saying he won't do that before.
No.
When the girl stands naked in front of him when he's watching sports and he doesn't even pay attention.
Well, because he's...
What? Hold on. What girl is this? What guy?
I've heard about this. It's happened before.
To a friend of yours?
No, I read it in my magazine.
Okay, wait, but you're talking about two different things here.
No, I'm...
Like, step in front of the TV or something and you're naked, you're trying to divert his attention.
Yeah.
You obviously have something that's going to take some time and take some energy on his part to divert him away from the game or whatever he's watching. The BJ doesn't do that. You can do your thing. He can still watch the game. He's getting the best of both worlds.
That's what I'm talking about. George, you're not talking to any kids. Okay, what's up, brother?
Rick, before I get to my gift idea, first give me a Valentine and stick a flute in his mouth and make it shut up. And I know whose flute you want.
Yeah, baby. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, hey, how about a gift certificate to Fry's? They got everything from porn to pepperoni and everything in between there.
You know, as I was saying, you know, my friends call me Cash. Mm-hmm. You know, that's make the check out the cash. That's,
exactly.
I mean, you know, but again, but the advantage to you, Jolie, is, you know, flowers cost money. Hummer cost nothing.
And cost you anything.
Quiet. Cost you anything. Yes.
Keep her quiet. Take care.
All right, there you go. That's George.
Yeah, I mean, so it's a frugal gift as well. You know what I mean?
Okay, well, how about these ideas? Like,
does it involve a cookie bouquet?
In the shape of cars, race cars. How did you know that?
You're kidding, right?
No.
Men don't want cookies in the shape of anything.
Okay, how about a piece of lingerie that she puts on herself and she's waiting at home for you in it?
Okay, I think...
Is that good?
I don't know if we've addressed this issue on the air before or not.
Here's the thing about lingerie. It's not that men don't like it,
and it's not that it doesn't have any effect on men.
It's that
lingerie is much less important to guys than women think it is. You know what I mean?
In other words,
lingerie is not a turnoff. But it's like, it's not...
It's also not a requirement. You know,
it's not a necessity.
Because it's just going to come off, or what?
Well, it's, you know what it is?
It's like giving us a Makita drill that comes in a box with a pretty bow on top. We're really just about getting the drill, you know? Pretty bow on top makes it look okay. Sure, it makes it look nice for a second, for 10 seconds
while you're unwrapping it.
We really just want the drill inside.
But you're more visual, and so we always see you... You always talk about those garters.
We are visual. And,
we are visual, which is why we want to see your naked breasts. That's
you.
Look, you can ask for my advice, or you can disregard it. You can't do both.
How about a singing telegram? Would that match?
We got this, Rick. If Jolie's confused, have her contact me. I'll show her the steps one by one. That's Mike. How about this, Rick?
I don't need a hum job.
A hojo will do. Excellent. Well done.
See, that's a man settling for.
What is that?
A hojo. Say,
coffee?
Howard Johnson, baby.
Yes, give you,
like you use it with the five?
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, it's...
That's what it's... See, that
was...
See, there you go.
Am I getting better?
Waving your hands in the air and saying...
Using the five things. That's the five senses, you might even say. That's a good way to say something, so we don't... So Michael Powell doesn't come over here and cut my hand off.
So he'd prefer that?
Well, no, I think he's saying that, you know...
Oh, it would work.
You know, whatever gets you through the night, you know what I mean?
Well, you know... I do have to say, since today's Friday, and it's the last day before Valentine's Day, I kind of have to readdress this issue, if I may.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, now, we've been talking about, you know, getting things or doing things for your significant other, mainly for the wife or the girlfriend.
Yeah.
Well, here's the deal. If you guys would take as much time or even, you know, a little amount of time as you do when you purchase these plastic dolls and stuff that you bring down to Rick... You know, I mean,
they're not
dolls.
Do it for Rick. They're not dolls.
They're collectible figurines.
They're dolls.
They're action figures.
They're dolls, Rick. You play with dolls.
to come over there.
They're like Barbie.
Collectible figurines.
Come over there and beat you like a manger dog.
Playing with them at your
desk.
Out of the box.
Get back there acting up. Is fantasy. Yeah. Now you don't take them out of the box. It lowers the resale value.
If they would put this amount of effort into
the
girlfriend, well, I just wanted to tell you that. It's really not difficult.
I'm just
right. trying to make the point.
This one from Scott. Rick, we give women tulips. Women give us tulips. There you go. That's what I'm talking about. See, that's a guy who knows where his bread is buttered. Yeah, again, Rick, I don't need the
job.
Hey,
nice hotel.
Joe will do. There you go.
Rick, this is not.
Okay, this one is from
James. Rick, this is not a joke.
He says, guys don't want flowers. The truth is, we want a Hummer. No matter what the gal gives the guy, he will be sitting there thinking, this is nice. But a Hummer watching TV with a beer in my hand would be better.
Try it, girls.
Your man will like it, says James from Canada. And he prefaced it by saying he is not a joke. Because I think women at some point, I think women get to this thing where they think that guys say this just to be funny or crass or
cool. Yeah.
And you're unwilling or unable to accept the fact that it's just true. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
Well, you know, I might take a piece of your advice, but you should really take some of mine.
What? Which advice am I taking again?
All the advice I ever give you, which you never listen to, you crazy kook.
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening.
Okay, but can I also talk about this?
Sure.
I know these things come to my head after the fact, but here's the deal. You know how the guy was talking about yesterday about getting rejected and asking girls out? Well, here's the thing. You guys should be totally used to that because it's like being immune. You know, you get your flu shot and you're immune to it because you do it so often. And we girls don't do it as often as you do.
Do what? I wasn't listening.
Oh, my God. You ask the other person out. You ask a boy or a girl out, right?
Oh, and
so it's harder and scarier for us because we don't do it that often.
No. Now, rejection hurts. You know what? You ask 100 girls out, and it hurts just as much when you're rejected the 100th time as it does the first time.
Actually, it hurts more the 100th time.
No, it does.
And he's exactly right. Here's why. Because you ask one girl out, she says no, and you're like, well, one girl doesn't find me attractive. You get rejected 100 times, and it's, look, I've asked out 100 girls, and I've been turned down.
No, it's not the same. No, Rick.
God damn it,
I'm telling you. You cannot tell me what I think.
Yeah.
I'm telling you that's the case.
Oh, don't even talk, mister. Who's the one that tries to tell me what I think every day?
That's because what you think is retarded. I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to bring you into the light.
Okay, but
I'm trying to bring you to Jesus.
I might already be there.
Okay, we've got this. This is from
Trista.
She's the one who sent us the thing about Paris Hilton. Most definitely a hum while a specific sporting event is on. You forgot the sports element. Yes, sports beer, and then there you go, and then the hum, and it's all good.
No,
here's the thing, because if you're rejected by numerous women, it obviously hurts more because you've been rejected by numerous women. If it's just one, you can convince yourself,
she's insane. She's the
exception to this. She doesn't know it. She's clearly not like other. But then if a bunch of women reject you, then you start to think, well, maybe I'm just a tool.
Go to counseling, then.
But
it's really not that difficult, Rick.
What counseling? What is it?
I don't even know what we're talking about anymore.
All right.
There you go. That's
Jolie from the front desk. Happy Valentine's Day.
We'll be back with today's top five
relationship
phrases.
No one ever.
Stay here again. Stay there. It's a Rick Emerson show. Now
thanking you for knowing
from Portland, it's Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Alright, here we go with the traffic.
Get fingers out of there. Rick, that is so gross.
Hey, you can pick your friends and you can pick your nose. You just can't pick your friend's nose.
I just did a little thing I had to do.
Ew.
Look away. Yeah?
Damn.
Okay.
Let's stop talking about it. All right,
from the KOTK newsroom, here's your Northwest update.
227, Tim Riley with the news, brought to you by your friend in the diamond business, the Shane Company, on the western corner of Highway 217 and Shoalsbury Road. Open Monday through Friday till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5. We're online at shaneco.com. Kurt Russell's performance as hockey coach Herb Brooks is getting praise from fans and critics alike. He's in the movie Miracle. He talks about his three sons who play hockey and why he'll never be that good.
My sons played. I had two sons that were, you know, quite good. One who's still playing now, he's playing junior hockey. He's young, and he wants to play college hockey, and then if he can, go on and play pro hockey. And, you know, these guys are they skate like those, like the guys in the movie. I could never do that. I'll never be able to do that.
Hurt says Americans were feeling like nothing was possible during the 1980s, and then his team won Olympic gold.
You wanted it so bad because it was so crazy. It was so impossible. You wanted it so bad to say, this, there is this crazy place called America where you can reach for the brass ring, and you know, if things go right, it can happen. And I think that it spoke to that.
And this just in, Massachusetts lawmakers have suspended debate on the proposed ban on same-sex marriage. They failed to get enough votes to pass the constitutional amendment defining marriage as between a man and a woman. They'll meet again March 11th. Portland Metro forecast for this afternoon. Rain likely showers tonight. Stay for tomorrow. Rain again by tomorrow night and Sunday. Tim Riley, KOTK News.
Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Do we have a whole case of Outkast CDs for some reason?
Yeah, they got delivered to The Wolf by mistake.
They're going to put that between Toby Keith and Terry Clark.
Yeah, well. So we've allocated them for KSK.
So
Outkast puts us better than that.
Excellent.
Featuring Touch Hitches.
Chunky Fire. And On the Barbie.
Yeah, it's not Speakerbox. It's not their new one.
At what point did I lose touch with popular culture? All right, well, whatever. We got a big box of Outkast CDs. We'll give some away. I don't know. If not today, then starting next day.
Don't forget, next week
we're going to be creating our own drink. Jen Lane from Barfly Magazine will be here next week. We'll be creating a proprietary Rick Emerson Show drink. So that'll be fun. It's 503-250-TANETI in Portland, 1-800-727-5955. Still to come this hour, today's top five. Top five relationship phrases no one ever needs to hear again. Our good friend Diana. What's up, sister?
Well, you know, Jolie was having so much trouble saying BJ was equivalent to roses, right?
Yes.
All right. Well, the price of a good bouquet of flowers is about $50 nowadays. And you know what the street price of a good BJ is?
I really don't, and I mean that with all honesty and sincerity.
Uh-huh. Well, according to what we have down at the public health clinic, it's about $50. So
$50? You know how many cheeseburgers I could buy for $50?
Well, yeah, but this is BJ.
Well, that's true. Yeah. I suppose. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, that does seem fair. All right, there you go. That's Diana downtown. That gets her sort of an equivalent at $50. Damn inflation.
Rick, you a-hole.
That's love. Rick, you a-hole. Couldn't you have just given your listeners a break for Valentine's Day and not had the harpy on the show today? F. Matt with Howard Johnson.
This F. Matt could be sponsored by your
love
business.
Love the show, Anonymous. Hey, speaking of Howard Johnson.
This is how my brain works.
Is there a Howard Johnson, by the way? I mean, the actual hotel or the restaurant or whatever. Is there actually a Howard Johnson? Is that a real guy? Anybody know? Tim?
I believe it was. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't think there are too many of them left, though.
Tony Roma died. Did you read that? The Tony Roma. Something like 80 years old, something like some guy. Tony Roma actually passed away, so that sucks. So in honor of that, you should go and you should order their fabulous Carolina honey chicken. Or perhaps get their rib sampler. Perhaps go in early in the week and get the all-you-can-eat rib special, perhaps with an onion loaf on the side. It's fantastic. Tony Roma's many locations, one near you. We've got.
I don't know if that was like the worst eulogy I've ever heard, or possibly the best.
That's how Mr. Roma would want it. Tony would want it that way. Me whoring it out, you know, while remembering his legacy of reasonably priced ribs for you and your entire family, along with a variety of side plates and sausage-based snacks. Okay. Subject line: Hummer and Picard. Dude, had me
a Hummer while Picard was taking on the Borg. Doesn't get any better than that.
And then he says, "Fire at will, woo!" And then this is
just signed.
Dude, you know who this is from? Yes. All right, 503-250-1080 in Portland. 1-800, it's not a protein torpedo.
Oh, and I mean photon torpedo. My bad.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, Howard Johnson died in 1972. He was born in
1897.
Yeah.
He founded the Howard Johnson Motel chain, Susan. He was an actual person.
Howard Johnson, what the hell are you talking about? That's not part of the Encyclopedia Emersonia, I guess. It's not in the... We have the... You go to rickemerson.com.
I don't know.
Pour this, because even people who get confused, they don't know what an F-Mat is or House of Rick or whatever. But then you go to rickemerson.com, you've got a couple pages, a couple blogs down, a couple entries down. There's the Encyclopedia Emersonia. It tells you what an F-Mat is, what the House of Rick is, what the low is, what, you know, things you may have heard on the show. I don't think Hojo is on there yet, though, but... But there's a BJ and then there's an HJ, which Howard Johnson. We got this from Todd. Rick, the best Valentine's Day present is what Jolie just gave all of us, reminding us that we don't have to come home to Jolie. Yes. She's brought us all together that way. She is a uniter, not a divider. Let's do this. We'll come back. We'll come back with the top five today. The top five relationship phrases no one ever needs to hear again. 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. It's the Rick Emerson Show on Hot Talk 1080 KTK. Back into this. George Thorogood and the Delaware Destroyers. They're right there.
Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Got an opinion? Email Rick Emerson day or night at rick@rickemerson.com. This is Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. Oh. All right. Oh, speaking of the... Yeah, we had an... But I think on Monday. Chance. No time to do it today. Well, actually, do you have it? Do you have the CD? It's not too long. Okay, I'll just do... We'll do it real quickly, and then we'll roll the top five here. So I can get... There's one more thing. So we have, it's just one less thing I have to carry until Monday.
But I will tell you, so here's the deal.
So when I was doing a Zany morning show at Rockwood 06 in Spokane, Washington, that was when Beavis and Butthead came out, as you know, as they were blowing up, as the kids say. And so I wanted to get Mike Judge on the air for an interview. And they just sort of had a form response, which is they would just, whenever somebody would request an interview with Mike Judge, they would just send you this CD. And these CDs are sort of everywhere in the radio world. And I think I mentioned before that I have a couple of these. One is with AC/DC, and it's the funny part is it's on vinyl. And what they're called one-sided interviews, and it's all the answers, and then they send you the list of the questions. And the AC/DC one I should bring in because it's all beaten up, so it's like,
so AC/DC,
you know, how do you like being in our city?
Well, we love it, Ed. We think your radio station is great.
You know, and it's just, I have one with Sting, too, where Sting literally says, this radio station is my favorite radio station, you know, whatever, and he's like, bad accent. It's Sting, like, claiming to love your radio. They hand it, and it's like, the CD to send to 9 million people. So a little twist on this was the one they sent us for this Beavis and Butthead thing. I haven't done this in like 10 years, so I'll probably F it up terribly. But it's got the little script of the things you're supposed to say. And, do you have it ready? Okay, so go ahead and roll it.
All right, let's get a caller on the line.
Or something.
Hello?
Could you turn down your radio, sir?
Hello?
Turn down your radio!
Is this the police?
No, it's Rick Emerson.
Oh, yeah?
Is this Mr.
Shut up, Beavis. Turn down the radio.
Is this Mr. Butt
Eed? Hello?
Mr. Butt Eed?
It's pronounced Butthead.
No, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Just don't let it happen again.
Anyway, so...
I'm Rick Emerson, and I'm calling for your chance to win $5,000. No. Or something.
Whoa. Cool. Money rule. We could, like, buy some, like, stuff.
That's right. Now, Butthead, what's your favorite radio station?
It's that one with the music?
Favorite station is?
Yours?
Oh, very clever, but you've got to say our call letters followed by is my favorite radio station.
Our call letters is then. What's the rest?
Give us some money.
Yeah. Can we have our money now?
No, you haven't won yet.
Hey, Beavis, this sucks. Let's do something cool.
Yeah. Let's burn something.
So there you go. So that's how you do the one-sided interview.
I'll try to dig up my interview.
It's not nearly as entertaining, but it's funny in that it's so obviously off vinyl and therefore like completely fake. It fools no one. Anyway, so there you go. There's the what else is that? What's the next track on that Beavis and Butthead CD?
It's them doing a bunch of music.
Go ahead and just whatever.
And they would just then be like these
standalone cuts, so that you could just use them for whatever.
These are my.
Much like Wing, this is in pieces.
These are my people. Excellent.
Let's roll it. It's your top five
for Friday.
4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
Counting is wonderful. Counting is marvelous. Counting's the best thing to do.
Counting is
happiness.
Counting is ecstasy.
I love to count, don't you?
Valentine's Day
tomorrow. It is Friday the 13th
today, so we are preparing for that wondrous, many splendored thing called love. And in honor of love, or lack thereof, we have prepared
the top five phrases
no one ever
needs to hear in a relationship
ever again, as performed by the one and only Sarah Dillon. Honorable mention goes to...
I think your sister's kind of cute.
Is that from personal experience?
No.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
So do you get that?
Everybody who has a sister.
Well, your sister's
hot.
Oh, she's so cute.
So, I mean, is that, did you get that or
did she get that?
A little bit of both.
Or is that a thing that all women get if they've got cute siblings?
Probably.
You get the, do you have a...
I do have a younger sister.
I used to get... There was this guy, when I was in Spokane, there was this guy, this creepy engineer. And they're all kind of creepy. But there was
this guy who's a creepy engineer
who, in my presence, like with me
standing like
distance away, would try to pick up on my girlfriend.
His line of choice was,
"Boy, I sure wish you had an unattached twin sister." You know, and it's like I'm like right there. It's like I'm standing next to, like I'm invisible. Like you couldn't even see me.
Ew. All right, number five. I feel like I need some space. I'm feeling smothered.
Mother is what my friend Johnny used to use.
The dumbest girl. And he had this ritual. We were in high school, so you can forgive it.
But he would call us over and
he'd break up with girls on speakerphone. And we would sit around and listen.
So,
I'm like, I'm feeling smothered. And,
I need some space.
Which is, and what I need some space means, I need some space, like we need to take a rest. That means I found somebody that I think is probably better that I wanna hump for a while. But I'm gonna keep you on the shelf like a bad set of leftovers, and I'll come back to you later.
I'm done banging him.
Or if they turn out to be disappointing.
Uh-huh.
If they turn out not to measure up or they have bad credit, I'll come back to you. But in the meantime, you go home. I'm gonna go pound it with somebody else. All right, number four.
Number four. I'm looking for someone just like you, but not you, you know?
This was Matt's suggestion.
This is Matt the
Disabled. This happened to Scorned Matt.
So, have you heard that?
This session was said by Scorned Matt.
Oh, who have you said? Well, I don't know who, but I mean to a girl?
Yeah, I said it to a girl.
You said that.
I'm looking for someone just like you, but, you know, not you. What the hell does that mean?
It was somebody that I was friends with, that I've been friends with for a long time. And it was like, my grandparents were friends with her grandparents. It was sort of this family friend.
Yeah.
And it was one of those things that I was kind of into this girl, but there was absolutely no way that our families ever would have let us date.
What are you, a Capulet?
What's that?
Nothing. It's a little spirit joke.
That's funny.
No, it's just one of those things that was like, you know, I was looking for somebody just like her, but not her, because it sort of wasn't an option.
All right. Number three.
I love you, but I'm not in love with you.
Oh, it burns like fire. And it's always said with like that fake-ass
sympathy.
I love you, but
I'm not in love with you.
You know?
It's always... That's what it is. It's the,
you know what one we left off? You're like a brother to me. Yeah.
Like a brother. You're going to be like a kidnap victim to me.
That's what you're going to be.
Number two, it's not you, it's me.
Which always means
it's you.
It's
not you, it's me.
What that really means is it's you. It's everything about you. I want to cut your head up and put it in the camera bag. that's what that means. So I'm guessing. Is that number two?
That's number two.
Number one, everybody say it together.
I like you as a friend.
There ought to be some special play. You know, you ought to be able to shoot people who say that. When Rick Emerson's president, when I am king,
someone said
right there, right in the face. All right, we'll be back. Rick Emerson's still wrapping up after this. Hot Talk Dinner Gears again.
Rick Emerson, live from Portland, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
How about this one? This is from Dave. Comment on the top five. You forgot. We need to talk. Which really means, I'm effing your brother. Or something like that. How about this one? Ouch,
careful with your braces.
Okay. 503-250-1080 Portland.
I'm late. Should have made the list.
Or what was the, I think we're growing in different directions. Growing apart. You're growing into someone I don't want to F anymore. That's really what that means. Your ash is growing to the point that I don't want to sleep with you, and so, yeah. If you could just move all your things to your sisters, that'd be great. Yeah. All right. Hey, coming up tonight, this is hot damn, this is great. Coming up tonight, Waylon Jennings tribute for the Diabetes Foundation. Seven bands, including, wait for it, our friends, the Dry County Crooks, Mount Tabor Pub, 8 p.m. Tonight. So right there, there's your evening. That's what you're doing tonight. Whatever you were doing before, that's what you're doing now. I don't care. Whatever your plans were, whatever it is that you were going to be getting down with, whatever band you were going to see, that's who you're seeing. You're seeing the Dry County Crooks and six other bands. Waylon Jennings tribute for the Diabetes Foundation, Mount Tabor Pub, 8 p.m. That's tonight. Now, if you are not going to that for whatever perverse and non-understandable reason, Leadface, Zero State, and Sound Assassin, okay, at the ICM Tavern, that's at 9 p.m. on MLK, $6. Leadface, actually, those guys, listen, I guess, they're listeners. I don't know much about them. I feel bad because I got an email from them. I guess they're listeners. So I feel bad I'm out of the loop on that. I'm out of the Leadface sort of loop. But Leadface, Zero State, and Sound Assassin tonight at ICM Tavern, $6, 9 p.m. And MLK. Now tomorrow, Valentine's Day. If you're wanting something non-traditional for Valentine's Day, or if you're just gonna go out and think about the a-hole that broke your heart, or the hoe who took half your money. Tomorrow, the Muddy River Nightmare Band will help you rock your cares away, along with Trophy Wife. How great is that? Trophy Wife is a great name for a band. Muddy River Nightmare Band and Trophy Wife at Porky's. You can't have a place called Porky. Do we need to go through this whole thing again? Where is it? Where's Porky's?
I don't know.
Are you sure it really exists?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
All right. Well, whatever.
So if you're not going to be at
Cocktails and Dreams or the Roadhouse, you can go to Porky's. Muddy River Nightmare Band Trophy Wife tomorrow at Porky's. And, of course, we do want to mention our good friend Samantha is going to be performing at the Stars tomorrow.
Yeah, but the bar
well.
And Roadhouse wasn't the Roadhouse. It was the Double Deuce.
No, wasn't it called Roadhouse, though?
The movie was Roadhouse. The bar was called the Double Deuce.
All right. Well, I'm sorry.
I can't get past the ripping the guy's throat out part. That's the only part of the movie I care about. Anyway, so that's all happening. Dry County Crooks tonight, Muddy River Nightmare tomorrow, and good friend Samantha at Stars tomorrow as well, so you want to see your 1080 girl there. All right, the Rick Emerson Show is produced today and every day by the lovely Sarah Dillon. For Hot Talk 1080 KFTK, the news from Tim Riley, executive producer 1F Matt Peterson. We want to thank CNN Radio correspondent Jim Roof, John Kerry, Leno, Ozzy, Michael Jackson, Peter Carlin, Diana from downtown, Jolie from the front desk, Tony, Pin Monkey, and all y'all. Next one by the world-famous Phil Henry Show, Ground Zero at 10 o'clock tonight, 10 o'clock tomorrow, and 8 o'clock Sunday. Don't let the bastards grind it out. See you Monday. For listening. Be safe, y'all. Bye.